By 1964, Desilu had suffered Lucy and Desi's divorce and also the stigma attached. The studio's troubles were magnified by an extensive series of failed pilots that Desilu had produced. Over time, this caused the studio to become extremely cash poor, and as a result, Desilu's industry-wide reputation was rapidly tumbling. What Desilu needed desperately was a top-of-the-line series they could sell to a network. This would infuse the studio with some critically needed cash and allow them to use this series as sort of weekly rebuttal to Hollywood's perception that the studio was now barely functioning. Failure to meet these goals would almost definitely cause Desilu, the former giant, to go belly up. At exactly this time, a man named Oscar Katz, Desilu's executive vice president in charge of television production, got hold of Roddenberry's Star Trek proposal. Keep in mind, the cost-effectiveness and unique visual properties stressed in Gene's proposal, and you'll readily understand Katz's immediate enthusiasm for the project. Star Trek, if successful, would be the answer to all of Desilu's financial and perceptual problems. At the same time, Desilu would allow Roddenberry to get his outer space adventure off the ground. Gene signed a 3-year development deal with the studio, and Katz immediately went to work trying to drum up network interest. Within days, Katz had arranged a pitch meeting with CBS. However, it would turn out to be a gathering that Roddenberry would never forget or forgive. This was supposed to be a standard network pitch meeting. They're generally attended by a couple of creative executive types who generally give a producer about 20 minutes in which to explain a given series idea. That is exactly why things seemed so odd to Gene when he got to CBS. He was ushered into a conference room where no less than 15 of CBS's top brass, including President James Aubrey, were waiting. They listened to Gene's pitch with rapt attention, and then they asked questions, extremely specific questions. The interrogation went on for hours. Gene was delighted with the network's apparent interest, but something about all this didn't seem kosher. After nearly 3 hours, the confusion was cleared up when Jim Aubrey halted the proceedings by telling Gene that CBS would have to pass on this series, as they were already developing a science fiction series of their own. Immediately, it became clear that CBS had read Gene's Star Trek proposal and decided to call him in for the sole purpose of digging out whatever secrets...